I'm Justin Kaufman. This is The Download, 720 WGN. Let's do the carryout. Here are today's top news stories. Multiple people killed and injured in a Manchester stadium tonight at an Ariana Grande concert. More news coming out, including from eyewitnesses that say there were two explosions. And now we're getting more and more images out of Manchester to show paramedics tended to the wounded. The Manchester police are saying 19 killed, over 50 injured. And then they're also saying that this is possibly a terrorist incident, likely a suicide bomber. We have an ABC reporter en route to the scene from London, so we'll get him on the air tonight with an update. In other news around the world, President Trump is crisscrossing the Middle East with a stop in Israel, where he talked about brokering a deal between Israel and Palestine. And then he said it would be hard. Sure. Very presidential, perceptive. Actually, Trump is pushing for peace by getting all the countries in the Middle East together to get into a war against Iran. That's so peace, harmony, but you point it at your neighbors. Well, it's better than nothing. Actually, maybe not. We'll see. In missile news, both North Korea and Iran said they're ready to test more ballistic missiles. Come on, guys. Copycat much? One of you do missiles. The other does an evil weather machine. Otherwise, yawn. Back home, details of the Trump budget are leaking out, and the plan to cut the deficit in 10 years is A, all about cutting a safety net, and B, assuming that the country's economy grows faster than it has in decades. I thought when you did a circus act, you wanted a safety net. Oh, this safety net's the one for poor people. The safety net for rich people will still be there. Got it.
Okay, makes sense.
Just making sure we're all on the same page of what the safety net is that's being cut. Three White House staffers have been identified as possibly being the source of Trump leaks. They will be fired when Trump returns. Really? Are we to believe that Trump does all the firings? Doesn't he have a chief of staff? Oh, right. Does the leaker's name rhyme with Chance? Last name, Bejesus? In Russian news, former NSA advisor Michael Flynn is planning on pleading the fifth in any testimony in front of the Senate, which is his right. It's his right to look guilty, but not to be proven guilty. Again, got it. A local lawyer is auctioning off a bag of moon dust for $4 million. Yeah, I guess he had moon rocks. They created moon dust, and now the dude's going to be over the moon, or at least rich. A new study says that climate change is said to be affecting 1 in 5 Chicago area trees. Too wet, too dry, too hot, too cold. I say good riddance. I say that the dude who got $4 million for the moon dust, he invests heavily in the oxygen bars at the mall, and we just get rid of trees, right? They're just homes for squirrels anyway. In weather, after a rocky weekend that went from cold to rainy to sort of cold, today, gem. Now we look ahead. Memorial Day weekend could be good, but it also could be bad. And that's the Download's weather report. I just, in a nutshell, gave you nothing. In sports, both the baseball squads did damage over the weekend. The Cubs split the series with the NL Central leading Brew Crew, but that also included a rainout. So they start this week where they were last week. It'll be good. It's good to see Ryan Brown out there because, seriously, I couldn't name one Brewer today. I watched the game yesterday. And I was like, I don't know any of the Brewers. The Cubs open a series against the San Francisco Giants tonight at Wrigley. A little playoff rematch. The Giants have seen better days, though. Currently 7 games under .500. Madison Bumgarner's out till July because he got hurt dirt biking. I think Matt Cain's still in the squad. Who else? Is Dave Rigetti? He's either coach or maybe still the closer. What about Kevin Mitchell? Is he out? Robbie Thompson? Candy Maldonado? Is there a Maldonado on this squad? I had pretty much written the Sox off for the entire year, but they must have heard me after losing the first game of the 4-game set against Seattle. The Sox turned around and won 3 in a row to take the series. And they didn't just win the last two. They were dominant behind Avi Garcia and Derek Holland. They're fending off the Royals for last place, but they find themselves 3 back from the division-leading Twins. And that's not enough. If that's not enough, Sox fan, the team spent big money to acquire 19-year-old Cuban sensation Luis Robert. The young outfielder adds to an already stocked farm system. The Sox essentially landed a first-round pick. They went over the cap to get him, so they'll be paying a tax and won't be able to sign any international players for 2 years. And they'll have to eat ramen noodles and cancel their cable. But hey, it's going to be worth it in 3 years when this kid struggles to adjust to major league pitching. OTAs start for the Bears this week. Always a big story. Who's not there? Looking around, everyone's there. A couple of injuries, Danny Trevathan, Kyle Long, newcomer Jay Howard. But good news, they're all in the building, which just means the healthy players can start getting hurt earlier. Rookie quarterback Mitch Trubisky will be mixed in with the first team, and tomorrow will be media day, which will be the first time that the Scribes get a chance to grill QB Mike Glennon about whether or not he cried and ran into his room after the Bears drafted Trubisky. That's what it's going to be so annoying tomorrow. Watch that story. In basketball, LeBron and the Cavs lost last night to the Celtics. Oh, no. Celtics, who are without Isaiah Thomas for the remainder of the playoffs. You know what? You should trade the little fella. You get rid of him. Trade him to a team that's out of your division, but it's the same conference. Maybe in the middle of the country. Warriors go for the sweep tonight against the Spurs in San Antonio. In hockey, the Predators look to close out the series with a win over the Ducks in Nashville. Tonight, Preds lead series 3-2. If they can't do it, they got to fly back to Anaheim for Game 7, which might be nice because you can get over to the Marie Callender's, get an Orange Julius, maybe try to take in Disney's World of Color. I've heard that's nice. And I've just named everything there's to do in Anaheim in one sentence. And finally, tonight, Saturday Night Live wrapped up their season, and Vanessa Bayer, Bobby Moynihan, and Shazier Zameda all announced they're leaving the show this summer. So new slots available, which is always good for Chicago. So go watch your coworkers' improv show this week. Yes, it will be excruciatingly awful, but then you can brag that you knew them back in the day. That's the carryout for May 22nd, 2017. Hey, you need any flimsy plastic forks with your order? You can have it, but be aware you'll be eating with your hands by the end of this meal. Flimsy forks. All right, coming up, Chris Roebling, Tracy Seffel. We're going to do Touche. Also, we'll give you updates tonight and what's going on in Manchester. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.